This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A group of activists hopes to break Israel's blockade of Gaza with a flotilla of vessels carrying aid set to sail from Istanbul in the coming days. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
The flotilla is organized by a coalition of international and Turkish humanitarian groups. They say it's not just about delivering aid, but challenging what they describe as Israel's blockade on Gaza. It's been 14 years since flotilla organizers last tried to break the blockade. The last time, Israeli commandos intercepted the Mavi Marmara, the vessel leading the flotilla. The raid led to the deaths of 10 people. Activists say they are aware of the dangers they face, but say the risk is worth taking, considering the scale of the humanitarian crisis. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
An independent review of the neutrality of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees has found Israel never expressed concern about anyone on the staff list it had received annually since 2011. The review was carried out after Israel alleged a dozen employees of the agency known as UNRWA had participated in the October 7th attacks. EU foreign ministers agreed in principle on Monday to expand sanctions on Iran following Tehran's missile and drone attack on Israel, the bloc's foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said.
In order to cover missiles and their potential, by the time being it has not happened, but potential transfer to Russia.
Several EU countries had called for widening the drone-related sanctions regime to cover missiles and transfers to proxy forces. More work will need to follow to approve a legal framework before expansion of the sanctions can take effect. This is VOA News. A New York jury heard opening statements on Monday, the first day of Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Prosecutors said the former president broke the law and deceived voters in the 2016 election by trying to cover up sexual encounters with adult film actress Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. Trump's defense attorney told the jury that his client committed no crime, adding, quote, "There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy." Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up a $130,000 payment to Daniels in 2016 to keep quiet about a sexual encounter she says they had 10 years earlier.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak promised on Monday to start sending asylum seekers to Rwanda within 10 to 12 weeks as the upper house of parliament finally passed required legislation delayed for weeks by attempts to alter the plan. Sunak said the government had booked commercial charter planes and trained staff to take migrants to Rwanda, a policy hopes will boost his Conservative Party's flagging fortunes before an election later this year. Flood swamped parts of China's Guangdong province following record-breaking rains on Monday, sparking worries about the region's defenses against bigger deluges induced by extreme weather events. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The area situated in the densely populated Pearl River Delta is prone to summer floods and has previously put in place strong defences to limit the fallout. But since Thursday, the region has been battered by abnormally heavy, sustained and widespread rainfall, bringing the wet season earlier than expected. Rescuers race to save the many people trapped by floodwaters. In some regions, houses have been submerged up to their upper floors. Tens of thousands have been evacuated.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. More than 80 earthquakes, the strongest of 6.3 magnitude, struck Taiwan's east coast starting Monday night and into the early hours of Tuesday, and some caused shaking of buildings in the capital Taipei, the island's weather administration said. The quakes were centered on the largely rural eastern county of Hulin, where on April 3rd, at least 14 people died after a 7.2 magnitude tremor. Taiwan has been jolted by hundreds of aftershocks since then. However, there were no reports of any casualties. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.